Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, issue number 132, with beers from Slumbrew, Hangar 24, Ballast Point, and a collaboration with Stone, Maui, and Ken Schmidt, right here on Porters with...
Let's crack it.
It's always good when you underestimate the beer.
I am straight, craftus, erectus, right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
This is not a science class.
Oh, wait, we're starting the show.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey.
This is the this is Beer Coasters Podcast. A weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and sometimes in between. I'm your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
Crazy Dave is back. Mike is back.
But this is like the hat trick of Crazy Dave appearances.
I know. So this is issue number 132, the Porters with...
Something.
Issue?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Special stuff. Special good ingredients. Stuff.
Flavored porters.
Yeah.
Porters go good with so many different porters. Things.
So it's a pretty interesting show we've got lined up. We're going to throw in a recording that Crazy Dave, Gina, and I did with the Stone, Ken Schmidt. Was it Maui?
Maui. Yeah, Maui.
Anyways, yeah. It's a barrel-aged coconut, vanilla, macadamia nut porter, so that fit right in with the show. And Mike, what are you trying this week?
Oh, for my tasting flight this week, I got back-to-back Slumbrew beers. I'm going to do the Slumbrew Porter Square Porter, and is
cool.
A porter with a cocoa nibs.
Cocoa nibs.
Among other things, which... I'll talk about the tasting flight.
That's right. You did them last week on our Thanksgiving show.
Yes, I did. I did their Happy Soul, which is a blood orange wheat beer, if you guys didn't listen to the show last week. If you didn't, then just stop this right now and go back, listen to next week, and then come back to us.
You got to do that little double back kind of noise from the cartoons or something.
What beer are you trying this week, Dave?
Well, I'm drinking... I'll be trying Hangar's 24 chocolate porter, and interestingly enough, this also has cocoa nibs.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's all nibby this week.
Yeah.
Getting
the porter
nibby.
Nibula.
And I will be trying a much-anticipated Beer Coasters podcast beer this week, the Ballast Point Victory at Sea. Vanilla.
Victory.
Coffee.
I really imperial like
hey there, mateys.
I'm curious
so
to
what
see
do you say?
Lest ye be drinking the bounties of the ocean.
That's right, sea urchins and all. So let's get into this Stone collaboration beer. We'll
nice.
Find out who is involved in the collaboration.
This is a fermentation
What's up, everyone?
This is special tasting.
This is Crazy Dave. I rolled out here to Vegas with a special tasting. This is actually something that has been reviewed on the Beer Coasters podcast almost 2 years ago to the date, I think.
Wow.
It was back in November of 2009. And Stone actually had done its collaboration with Ken Schmidt, Maui, and Maui. And they had this Kona Coffee Macadamia Coconut Porter. So we may have to go back and look at the ratings and do all that kind of stuff to figure out what happened with this. But this beer was special in the fact that they aged it in bourbon barrels. And then they went ahead, and this is part of the Stone's Quiggy Gentee milliliter bottle release series or whatever. So these are 500 milliliter bottles, which is a little over a pint. Another special note about this beer is that they you cannot just go out and buy this beer. You had to buy raffle tickets to win a chance to purchase this. So I actually bought 20 raffle tickets. They're $1 a piece. And my girlfriend bought 20 raffle tickets for my birthday. And then then she made me still pay for the beer once we ended up winning like one of the tickets or whatever. So I got to buy one. And if you won like multiple tickets, like you still only got to buy one bottle of beer. And they're trying to make it so that you can't go and just like, you know, someone can't go and buy like 50 bottles of this and then sell it for like $100 or whatever. All in all, said and done, I spent $70 on this damn bottle of beer. So cool thing is, it is corked, it is caged. So that's kind of neat. And, you know, it's a nice special bottle and everything. In fact, maybe I'll keep the bottle for afterwards and put it like as a decoration in my house for the most expensive bottle of beer I've ever bought to date. Yeah, you know, like I said, it's a coconut porter. You know, we know that that's pretty familiar for those of you that have tried the Maui. And, you know, everyone knows the smoke porter from Stone. And I guess Ken Schmidt, some local brewer guy that does pretty good. This beer is amazing from the last time I tried it. I remember that.
But Mike's saying don't open it.
Mike, don't open it. I know.
Save it for the end of the world.
See, that's the thing. When I first bought this, like a couple years ago, with the little bottles, you know, they were like $6 a bottle, you know, and I couldn't help myself from drinking this. It was so damn good, you know. And then when I got this, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna wait. Like, I want to save this bottle for a special occasion, you know, blah 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 blah, you know. And I started setting goals for myself, like I'm gonna put some money away when I have enough, like thousands of dollars saved up in my savings account. I'll open this up, or when I lose like 20 pounds, I'll open this up, or when I do, I don't know, something. There's gonna be something special. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Vegas. I'm hanging out with Tommy and Gina. We're gonna open this up and we're gonna have a good time drinking it, even if Gina has to wait till 11 o'clock at night to try it.
I've been waiting very patiently.
What's with the three shot glasses?
Well, he said it was only just over a pint. We aren't going to be able to smell it through the big glasses. Yeah. You should put it in small glasses. Okay, yeah. So I just vetoed smaller, your all's
we've
glasses.
We've got these glasses, Mike.
Oh, the Aquanox glasses.
How much do you hate us now?
So Mike's got to be hating us because he knows that. I know that he loves, you know, these porters and stuff. And, you know, I know that he's had this before, and I think he liked it pretty good.
He said, those are mine. The beer was actually called the Aloha Plenty was the name of the beer that we tried 2 years ago. And Mike gave it a 4.5. I gave it a 4 and Chris gave it a 5. And that was on our Thanksgiving issue, the very first Thanksgiving show that we did. Let's pop it.
All right.
So cage and cork.
Yeah, let's see. Undo the cage here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5 twists.
Okay, OCD.
What is that?
No, it's 5.5 twists on every time, any kind of cage.
I thought you just had to count it.
Let's see if I can pull
OCD.
Up.
Okay, not toward the computer.
Not towards the computer. She doesn't trust me. She doesn't think my sommelier skills are all that great.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
So we wanted to hear more of a pop. We wanted less sommelier, more pop.
We tried to hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
Really? Dang.
TMI.
Hey, I'm not the one talking like this, you guys. I'm actually trying to behave.
I was actually talking about the cork.
See, oh, wow, sweet. These glasses are just about filling up. So
yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, these are nice glasses.
I like these glasses.
Courtesy of Beer Coaster Mike.
Oh, there it is. Okay, this $70 beer has been officially poured out into three glasses in nice,
three
even
tiny
amounts.
Tasting glasses.
It's dark. It's got virtually no little head.
Yeah, a little bit. It's pretty fizzy. Ooh.
Mm.
Bourbon.
I don't smell the bourbon. But
coconut.
I smell the coconut. Oh. Yeah, that coconut hits. Mm. And coffee. You get the coffee?
No, I get the bourbon. For sure.
I get the coffee.
But the coconuts.
That's the first thing that I smell.
It actually smells like coconut coffee. That coconut coffee that I love, the flavored one.
Oh, man, this smells so good.
It does.
Smells like coconut coffee bourbon.
Slow down, Gina. You gotta smell it.
Ready to go.
Taking a sip, yeah. Wow, the wood hits that hard. Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, very woody. Very oaky.
You're like licking a barrel here.
It's very airy. The carbonation like fills your mouth and it makes it very airy and...
Damn, I should have opened this bottle. I should have kept it.
Motherfucker. This isn't special
enough.
Drink
it himself.
Oh. No, I'm not saying that. Like I could have hung on to this for a while.
Yeah, but it's good.
Wow,
it's smooth.
Well, the wood definitely adds a little bit of of roughness to it. I mean, it gives it some strength in character.
Yeah, very good. Very woody, a little smoky, a little bit of the coconut, but a lot.
God, this
of...
is like God, you get the burnt, like barrel char.
Yeah,
and then you get coconut, and then the nut hits. it's like layer after layer after layer. Like it's
you got big wooden nuts, huh? You just couldn't do it.
Big wooden nuts.
Got a big wood something else too.
I get mostly bourbon.
You know what? I'm really glad that this.
But it's not. It's like, not to bourbon. Me, it's not that like, overpowering. You don't like get some beers where you're like, whoa.
You don't get that.
I might as well have had a shot of bourbon.
Yeah, you don't get that alcohol-y kind of.
Right, thing. And I think maybe that's the difference for sure. That makes sense.
And you could tell it was in a barrel. And you could tell it's charred. Yeah. There's something else there, but it's not like a. It's not like taking a shot or something.
The coffee, good coffee aftertaste.
Yeah, it's creamy wonderfulness.
The layers on this are impressive. Like, even I haven't taken a sip for like a good 35, 45 seconds, and I'm still like, things are still, you know, developing in my, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to say developing in my mouth.
But... I heard that.
This is after we've already had a few beers, mind you. So the.
No, but I'm just being
honest. Innuendos or.
It's not innuendo. I mean, this is just what I think of the beer. I mean, this is. Wow.
I think you could definitely sit on this for about a year at least.
Well, it's already been sitting for two.
That's the thing is, like, I'm not saying it would get worse and it might get better, but it's awesome now. Like, it doesn't need to,
you know,
to age or mellow. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't ever seem to do anything bad to the beers.
You know, and when
beers like this.
When we were getting ready to have this, I actually pulled this out at like 8 o'clock at night, and it's now 10:30. So it's been sitting on the counter for 2 hours, and we put it back in the fridge for like 5 minutes or the freezer for 5 minutes to cool it down a little bit. But man, this temperature, everything
it's perfect.
Yeah,
chilled. It's not.
It's not even chilled. I mean, this is almost room temperature. This has got to be like a good 65 degrees right now.
Yeah.
Like I don't have a thermometer, but wow. You definitely got to have this warm.
Good.
But it's good stuff.
It's real good.
What kind of food would you pair with this?
You know what? I was just before this, I was eating some of that chocolate peanut butter popcorn.
Yeah.
I think that goes pretty good.
See that?
Chocolate fudge would be awesome.
Fudge, yeah.
But then you could go the other way. You could go creamy, you know, vanilla ice cream, creme brulee.
Creme brulee is what, I was thinking, creme brulee.
I think the only thing about that is the fat in it might actually coat your tongue to where you'd lose some of the definition and flavor. Fruits or something lighter might actually be better.
I couldn't imagine eating this or drinking this with fruit.
No.
I mean, it's coffee. I mean, it's got like that strong coffee.
It does. Oak.
Like nothing about that makes me think of wanting to put fruit with this. I think
I'd be curious to taste it with raspberry or like
something
a dark like that. Fruit. Maybe, dark fruit.
Definitely not pineapple.
It would change the flavor for sure, but
Mike is asking, is the bourbon barrel flavor big compared to the regular one?
It's definitely got the oak. I mean, that's So I mean, there's something definitely there that I don't remember from last time. I mean, we can go back and listen to last time's episode and
The other one wasn't barrel aged.
No, it wasn't barrel aged.
No.
But I mean, it did have. I remember it had the coffee flavors. I remember it had the coconut and the macadamia nut and stuff, but. You know, like I said, the definitely the bourbon barrels definitely are coming out in full force on this. Maybe over time that would mellow out a little bit. Maybe that's one thing that would would be better over time. Is it
wouldn't be
so oaky?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure, that makes sense.
You know, Mike is just full of questions up here, and he's asking $70 milkshakes. Anyone?
if it wasn't $70, it would make a kick-ass milkshake. But I kind of feel like. It needs to be drunk on its own. Well, it's so complex on its own.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to add ice cream to it.
Right. It would be good.
I mean,
but.
Especially with the oak, there's like, there's certain things I don't want to have with oak, and ice cream is not one of them. You know, it's like, I don't eat ice cream with a big wooden spoon. You know, and that's what I think this would be like.
Right. I think it would be delicious.
This could be on its own, a dessert beer on its own.
Mm-hmm. But a chocolate chip cookie, like, pretty damn good
absolutely.
With it.
Sipping after dinner. Vanilla flavors from the oak anyway.
Shortbread. For sure.
Yeah. That's what
that
Mike
might be
is,
real good.
Mike yeah, that's what I was saying, those shortbread cookies. Yeah, that's what they are. Ooh, this is...
It's really good. I obviously don't like it at all.
Thanks,
Dave. My glass
is
almost gone.
Cheers.
Yummy.
Thanks, Mike, for the glassware. Mike is joining us via satellite, via texting chat.
We muted him so we can't hear his off-color remarks and
we can read
disparaging
him.
Comments.
So what is this? This is the Stone Ken Schmidt Maui from their, what is it? The Quingenti milliliter?
Yeah, like they're doing a whole series of these bottles that are in 500
milliliters.
I don't
know, but it's Kona Coffee, Macadamia Nut, and Coconut.
Yeah. So look for this
series. Oak barrels.
Yeah, look for the series. I know that the other beer they just released was the Cherry Chocolate Stout. I know they're doing a series with that, with this, and there's some other ones. So check out their website and look and see what's coming out for releases. Don't try to sell these online because then you won't ever be able to buy them again. So they say.
Thanks, Crazy Dave.
Do we do beer ratings?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Let's give a
five.
Pint rating.
5.5.
Well, I know that. I think last time I came in at a 5 with this.
Yeah.
The oak is definitely powerful. And I'm not.
Five.
Not a huge fan of oak. It's good stuff.
Five.
$70 A lot to spend, especially last time when I paid $6.
Don't let that change your opinion
sway
on the beer.
No, I know it doesn't sway it, but and plus that you can't get it anymore. They only made 500 bottles of this or something. Like 514 bottles or something like that. So there's not a lot of them out there, you know. And but it was a good beer. 4.5. I gotta knock a half a point off because I think the oak is a little too much. I really do.
4.5.
4.5. Still good. Oh, the complexity is amazing, though.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I think it's delish as well. But yeah, the oakiness, I think that I think you could age this for a while. And the oakiness might mellow out a little bit. You might get more of the coconut and the chocolatiness and the coffee after about a year. But for now, I don't know. I think it's great. But yeah, too much oakiness for me. So I'm going to go with 4.
Really?
Four,
dude.
Oh my God.
4.5. I mean, it's really good. I really, really like it. 4.5.
I only knocked off a half a point.
Dude, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
The oak. Don't get me wrong.
It's not
people.
Perfect.
The oak does add to complexity in this. It does. It's a whole other. A
but
whole other
a lot
layer that's out on it. But it's like, but what stands in the front is the oak, not the macadamia nut, not the coffee. Not the coconut, nothing else.
It should be how they should label this is oak or bourbon barrel aged Kona coffee macadamia.
They should put that big ass oak stamp that they put on the Arrogant Bastard. You know,
yeah,
like you know what I'm talking about.
Oaked, big old oaked Kona coffee macadamia coconut porter.
Across like the name, you know, so that they
so we're taking a half a point to a point away because they didn't label it correctly.
No,
it's label. I mean, it's just but like damn, they have to have that much oak.
It's pretty oaky.
It's over oaked. I think it's over oaked.
One word,
oaked.
Oaked. Yeah, barrel.
I don't like licking barrels.
Bourbon. Gina's mad at us because she thinks that she's giving it 5 pints and we're not giving it 5 pints.
Then again, I am a bourbon drinker, so that could be where I have it.
Well, maybe I knocked off half a point because I got completely wasted off a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah, these guys are 3 beers deep. I'm the one you should listen to. I'm the one that knows.
You tell them, Gina.
Well, I'm usually more liberal with my ratings and my criticism when I'm more intoxicated, but...
Yes, you are. When you're completely sober, you're like, this tastes like a dumpster. All right. There you have it, folks. Special Crazy Dave, Gina, tasting here on the Beer Coasters podcast with the Stone Ken Schmidt Maui Brewing Company. Kona Coffee Macadamia Coconut Porter aged in bourbon barrels from their Quingente Millilite series.
If you can find this beer, you definitely need to drink it.
Yeah.
It's good. Good.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
For me this week, like I said, I'm doing Slumbrew again. Doing the Porter Square Porter. This is from Slumbrew Brewery out of Somerville, Massachusetts. Their website is www.slumbrew.com. This is their porter, and it's brewed with cocoa nibs. And the cocoa nibs come from Taza Chocolate, which is also in Somerville, Massachusetts. They do like a stone ground chocolate. And they're one of the few, if only ones in Boston that kind of, you know, do the stone ground, chocolate thing. So that's pretty cool. Keeping it local, because local's fresh.
That's right.
The hops in this beer, they use, Columbus and Fuggles, not Fraggles. Fuggles?
Can you say that?
For malts, they use Pale Two Row, Chocolate, Black Patent, Special B, Carafa, Crystal Malts, Lactose, which surprised me. I wasn't expecting that in this beer. Flaked oats and barley. So this is kind of a chocolate milk porter, I guess.
Yeah, this beer sounded better and better every time I come and think about it. I got to hook up with this lady and get some of these beers.
I'm going to crack it.
So, Mike, since you're doing – this is week two of Slumbrew, are you going to go – for the Slumbrew hat trick next week?
No, I will not. It's not a winter release. It's their IPA. I was trying to figure out a way to fit it into the show, but I don't think I'm going to be able to.
That's cool.
Two out of three ain't bad, right?
Yeah.
So, on the pour.
Well, let's see how you feel about this one before we get too excited here.
It's it's porter color, very deep, dark. Color can't see through.
Porter color.
Almost black.
Yes. Excuse me, sir. What color is that leather jacket you're wearing? Why, it's porter. Porter.
Yeah, I could just picture that in the Crayola box, right? Yeah.
Chocolate porter. Totally. Right next to burnt umber. It's got a.
That would be right next to stout.
Little lighter brown highlights kind of at the bottom of the glass. Very awful. Kind of tan head. Lots of bubbles. Big frothy creamy head on the nose. I would say I got about a pinky finger, solid pinky finger on the nose. Coffee and chocolate, and really surprise. Kind of that really rich cocoa powdery. Like it. I don't know if you've ever had a cocoa nib or cracked open the nut with the nibs in them. It smells like that. A little bit of roasted malts in there. It's funny because the raw chocolate actually gives more kind of a coffee aroma.
I can see that.
Because those stronger chocolates really aren't like a, you know, the raw chocolate's not like a sweet milk chocolate.
Right, it's not like a sweet creamy. Right.
Hershey syrup or anything.
Right, exactly.
Like the cacao and stuff like that. Taking a sip,
yeah. Really nice chocolate on the tongue. You know, it's that bitter, dark chocolate and some roasted malts. You can kind of taste that kind of chocolate and black malts in there. It dries up at the end and almost get a little bit of a grassy hop kind of finish to it. But it dries right up. There's the cocoa that kind of lingers on your tongue, and then it kind of dries right up at the end. There's not much in the way of, you know, some porters, they may kind of have a little bit of a caramel or toffee. This doesn't have that. It's kind of got a, you know, more of the bitter chocolate and roasted flavors without having any of the, you know, caramel or toffee or even the darker fruit.
How about the mouthfeel? You said that they had lactose in it. I mean, does it feel like a creamy kind of thing, or is it a light you know, like a porter was not so full bodied.
It's not like super. It doesn't have a really thick mouthfeel, but I wouldn't say it's thin. It's got kind of a medium mouthfeel, and you can taste a little bit of silkiness kind of on the tongue. It's a little bit. It's interesting because it's kind of creamy as far as the mouthfeel, but the taste doesn't make it feel creamy because of all that kind of, you know, cocoa powderiness, you know. But it does. I mean, it's got that powder. Like, it feels like if I was inhaling, like an inhaling kind of cocoa powder, kind of has that kind of feeling on the tongue.
Done that before.
If I was going to pair this with something, it's kind of an odd pairing, but I think it'd be really interesting as a pulled pork sandwich. Because I think the roasted pulled pork with a chocolate beer sounds like it'd be really interesting for me.
Yeah.
So that's my pairing for that. Beer Advocate rates this an A-. Alston Brothers haven't weighed in on it because I get the beers before they do now. And rate beer, there's not enough ratings on rate beer to rate it yet. So get on rate beer, folks, and rate Slum Brews Porter Square Porter.
Well, you should get on there too, Mike.
I'm going to do that.
All right. There we go.
After I finish this beer.
Actually, wait until you rate it here on Beer Coasters before you go and put it on rate beer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you a don't good want idea. Any spoilers.
Yeah, we can do that.
And the 20 minutes
when people want ratings, they come to the Beer Coasters. They don't go to Rate Beer. Yeah. They don't go to Beer Advocate. Yeah. They come to the Beer Coasters.
All you guys got to do is call in, give us a backwash, and say, hey, look, you guys, I want a rating on this beer. You know,
we'll get it.
Yeah. Do it, right? Yeah.
That's it. Since this is like this, what this will be the 2nd of December, we're going to do like a beer advent calendar. So every day you write in and we'll open the little door and we'll try the beer and we'll rate it for you.
And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Alrighty, everybody. This is Crazy Dave, and tonight I will be drinking the Hangar 24 Chocolate Porter. This is from a local brewery here out of Redlands, California. Their website is www. I lost it.
That wasn't even in the hard part.
Hangar 24 Brewery.
Where did my damn file go?
www.
Hangar24brewery.com.
There we go. Hangar 24.
It's a 2-4 brewery. 2 and a 4.
Yeah, so Hangar number 24brewery.com. The ABVs on this is 8.0 and the IBUs are 147. Little note too, these are.
What? 147 IBUs?
No, 47. IBUs are 47. Yeah, I could just picture a porter with 147 IBUs.
Like,
just
whoa.
In your. Base bitterness. Oh God! You think I would really enjoy like porters being like one of my favorite styles of beer? Having
talk
that much...
about your bitter chocolate.
Yeah. Woo. I mean that's just like pure cocoa. Well, anyhow, little interesting note about Hangar 24. They're a pretty new brewery. The Ben Cook, the founder of Master Brewer, has been brewing for 6 years. Previously, he actually
is
worked...
this the first time we've done Hangar 24?
Yes, I think it is.
Are they a
new brewery?
Yes,
yeah,
they
there
are.
We go. So anyhow, yeah, they're actually relatively new. You know, I remember having them for the first time at Pechanga Beer Fest maybe a couple years back. Enjoying them. They kind of got a neat little story. They're actually, I guess, right by the Redlands Airport, and there's Hangar 24, which is where they are, or something like that. I don't remember the whole story. I'm drinking a little too much, I think, at the Brew Fest. But anyhow, I don't remember anything bad about their beers, so hopefully this one also comes through and does good for me as well. Anyways, it's time to open this beer. So I got a 22 of this here at the local BevMo. It's kind of neat too. Mike and I were talking a little bit about this before, and their website looks pretty classy. It's got like a Tommy Bahama kind of feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
And
like those old screen printed kind of advertisement travel posters too.
Yeah.
I just like that look and feel.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Beer Coaster Chris would really enjoy that. If he ever listened to the show, he'd know where to go to check it out. But Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell totally. Him. He's actually going to have to listen to the show to find out.
Yeah.
And he'll have to go check out their website. Surprisingly, this actually made a pretty monster head. I mean, this has got, I guess, two Yeti fingers, maybe three fingers.
Yeah, that's like two Yetis right there.
Yeah.
On the glass. It's pretty fluffy and, well
kind of shook that. He kind of shook that first smell off. I'm kind of worried. Could you hear Crazy Dave last week with the sniff? He was talking. He'd be like, "Yeah, I smell the Hannah on the
yeah."
It's like, you got to remember, last week and this week too, I'm actually sick. I have a cold, so it's like, you know, for me to get a smell in my nose and be able to smell it, I've really got to, you know, get in there and.
I think I didn't give a rating to at least one or two beers because I've had colds and not been able to smell during the show.
I think that was one, but that was a really bad cold.
Yeah. But that's the one where you did like 50 different sniffles that I did, I think, at the end of the show. Yeah, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm really having a hard time smelling anything with this, so I'm just going to take a sip here and see what I can get. Taking a sip, yeah. You know, this is a lot bitterer than I expected. Wow, this is actually kind of neat. After I took a sip, it took about 10 seconds, and then the chocolate just completely covered my mouth. That was a really cool surprise. I was about to say, wait, where the hell is the chocolate in this beer? Like, you know, you guys are talking about chocolate nibs and
it arrived fashionably late.
And the cool part about it is, even now that it's been like a good 30 seconds I've taken a sip, now the vanilla's hitting me. You know, and so it's like this beer is still developing, you know, and now I'm getting like some bitterness from that chocolate coming now. You know, so yeah, you got to take your time with this, you know, and kind of enjoy this for a minute. You can't just sit there and glug, 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 like, where's the flavor? Where's the flavor? You know, you got to stop, take a few breaths, and get it.
Now, you had this sitting out for a little while, right? So it's not really cold. It's
all right, stop.
No.
Collaborate.
It's pretty chill. Sipping.
Porter's back with a brand new edition.
You got to wait for it just ever so slightly because you never know when that flavor is going to bite me.
Wow. Are you guys really doing vanilla ice right now on the show?
It was chocolate.
Vanilla? Oh, chocolate ice? Yeah.
No, yeah. You know, Toby, you're right. I took this beer out probably around 7:45, 8 o'clock, and it's now 9 o'clock. So it's been sitting out for a good almost an hour, you know, out of the fridge. It's still pretty, it's a big bottle, it's a 22 ounce, so it stayed pretty cool. But it really needs to be at this warmer temperature, I think, to really get these flavors. I mean,
temperature makes all the difference in the beer. It really, really does.
Totally.
It makes so much of a difference.
Yeah, the vanilla, the chocolate, you know, it's not a sweet chocolate, you know, at all. And the vanilla's got a little bit of a bite to it, you know.
You think about a food pairing with this?
Yeah. You know, definitely something meaty. I don't want to steal Mike's food pairing, so I'm going to think of something else. But, you know, a pork sandwich would go good with this. You know, I even think like a tenderloin steak would probably even work with, you know, something with a little bit of a pepper to it.
Interesting.
Yeah, this. I mean, it's definitely a, you know, a beer that could stand up, you know, to a hearty meat.
We know how Dave likes his hearty meats.
You gotta be able to stand up to it. It's got to take it.
Get some.
It's gonna bend over and take it.
Some ratings. Do you have any?
Yeah, of course we got some ratings.
Not yours, of course. Yeah. We got to save yours for last call.
Well, I'm not gonna talk about mine now. But Rate Beer is coming in here at 97 out of 100, 99 out of 100 to style.
Wow.
Beer Advocate users aren't as impressed with it. They give it a B+. So.
Well, B+ isn't too shabby.
No, B+, I mean, 97, 98, those are almost perfect ratings, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess we will be back in just a moment.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. Sorry.
This is Toby out west, and today I'm trying a long talked about brewery and a long talked about beer on the show, but this is a
new brewery.
That's right, folks. This is the first time we will be doing Ballast Point Brewing Company.
I can't believe that.
I know.
Really?
Very hard to believe.
It's pretty amazing because we've talked about them so many times, and yet I've never tried them on the show. So here we are.
If you've never tried them, I've never tried them because I haven't been to a West Coast unless it was a fermentation. Right. If it's a fermentation, then everybody's doing it. So
this is a Ballast Point Brewing Company. This is their Victory at Sea. It's the Imperial Porter. It's a coffee vanilla Imperial Porter brewed with natural flavors. Ballast Point is out of San Diego, California. They've been brewing since 1996, but if you didn't know, the owner, I think it's Jack White, or Jack and Yusuf, the two guys who own the brewery
from,
now.
White Stripes?
Jack started the Home Brew Mart there in San Diego in 1992, and from there kind of sparked the whole Ballast Point Brewing Company out of that. This is an Imperial Porter. It comes in at 10% ABV.
Wow.
Let's crack it.
You know, do they have this beer on their website? I'm trying to find it.
No,
I don't see it.
They don't have any information on this beer. It's really weird. I don't know why, because it seems like one of those San Diego favorites, if you will. Mm-hmm. I know Mike and Beer Coaster Chris both have just raved about this beer. I've actually never had it before, so this will be a first for me.
Ballast Point was a brewery that I was, and I've probably said this on the show a few times already, but I was never that big of a fan. Their regular lineup didn't impress me, and me and Charlie, which we've talked about on the show before, Beer Coaster Charlie.
He's been on the show before.
He's been on the show a couple times. We went to the Ballast Point anniversary party, and they had all kinds of offerings, barrel-aged stuff, and they had the Victory at Sea, and some kind of three... Well, they had all kinds of offerings that weren't part of their regular bottling line, you know? And, you know, their regular lineup. And I was really impressed with all that other stuff, so I kind of became a fan after that anniversary party.
And that's what's crazy when you go to the website, is the only beers that they have on there are, like, their standard six that they do. You know, the Big Eye, the Yellowtail, Sculpin, right. All their, like, standard ones that they brew year-round. This one actually comes out in October every year, so
it's seasonal then.
I think so. I think it's only released in October, but I'm not 100% on that. It is brewed with vanilla and cold extracted, freshly brewed coffee, specially roasted for Ballast Point by their friends at Cafe Calabria or Calabria.
Wait, did you say brewed coffee?
It's
cold extracted, freshly brewed coffee.
Okay.
And it's
now Cafe Calabria is
Calabria.
They actually roast the beans. They're actually a roastery as well.
Are they the ones that do Alesmith's Speedway Stout? Are those the same guys or no?
No, that's Ryan Brothers Coffee. Oh, okay. They're down. I'm trying to think where they are. It's an old brick building that just the two brothers or three brothers.
Okay, so after pouring, I started off with about two fingers, about a Yeti finger now. It's very, very dark. It's black. The head is a light brown, tan head. No highlights, so can't see through this guy. On the nose, lots of chocolate, big vanilla, like vanilla beans. Like it's a really rich, really aromatic vanilla. It smells like a See's candy, like if you just bit into a See's candy with some sort of like vanilla cream filling or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the nose. It's really, like, it's really big. Like, it smells like super sweet, chocolatey.
But coffee, too.
A little bit of coffee, yeah. Yeah, you do get that roasted coffee in there.
Quick side note, not beer related, but they make the best Bloody Mary mix I've ever had. The Bell's Point Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chris picked some of that up when he was in San Diego last.
Oh yeah. He also picked up a bottle of some sort of spirit,
too.
I told him he
had to get some if he goes out there.
Yeah.
Well, they have spirit. They actually
and rum.
They distill gin, and they have gin and rum as well, yeah.
So he got, like, some special rum, though. It wasn't like a...
Yeah, if you go to their website now, it says Ballast Point Brewery and Spirits.
And distillery.
Distillery.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. It says Brewing and Spirits, yeah.
And they were actually on Drinking Made Easy with Zane Lamprey. He actually went to Ballast Point and tasted some of their whatever they had in the barrel. It was like their...
Well, they have a barrel-aged rum.
Oh, rum. That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Try they got the rum
the three sheets. They have a three sheets barrel aged and the regular rum.
Okay, so back to the Victory at Sea here. Taking a sip, yeah. This is a candy bar mixed with a cup of like espresso. This is like, and it leaves afterwards, it's like still lingering this really dry, bitter chocolate, bitter coffee, vanilla in the middle of the tongue. Like just as you're filling your mouth with the beer before you swallow, you can just feel it. The sweetness and the boldness of the coffee. So I think that's a good description. Is this is very bold, super flavorful. Very roasted, got a lot of roasted roastiness going on, lots of vanilla. And the thing I like about this compared to some of the like barrel-aged beers is you get the vanilla, but you don't get that like super...
The woody?
Like, well, the alcohol that comes with some of those barrel-aged beers where you can really... I mean, you can definitely pick up on the alcohol in this beer, but this is... As Beer Coaster Chris would say, this is one tasty guy.
Wow. Really? You're going to go that way? I thought you guys would leave all those references to me.
Beer, good craft beer changes a man, Dave.
Well, Toby apparently likes them, you know, dark and big and chocolatey.
Food pairing. I don't know, man. This is this can stand on its own after dinner. This is dessert right here.
That is dessert. Yeah.
I mean, there's so much like big chocolatey vanilla sweetness going on, and with the coffee in there too. It's nice because you know how you have like after dinner you have a cup of coffee after with your dessert or something like that. This is like all in one. This is all inclusive right here. So yeah. I'm not going to pair this with anything. If you are going to pair with something, nice. I would say maybe like something like a slice of pound cake or maybe just a dollop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Or like a piece of like a short bread or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something.
Something simple.
Yeah, real simple. So anyways, this is, wait a minute. Rate Beer gave this 100 out of 100.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Got an A from the Beer Advocate users, and sorry, Alston Brothers, but you need to, well, I guess Ballast Point needs to send them a bottle so they can
that's what it is.
Check this bad boy out.
I'm almost tempted to send them a bottle just so the Alston Brothers can see. Yeah, this is from the Beer Coasters. Yeah. and they've rated this beer, and they want you to try it.
And you need to put that in your rating. This is ballastpoint.com is their website. So, Victory at Sea, Imperial Porter.
Men's Humor says, "Oh, beer. You always make me sound so much more clever in my head."
call.
Oh, I was early on that.
That's all right.
Sorry, I blew my load. I blew my load early.
No, that's typical.
That will never make it on the show.
Okay, so
not typical.
Here we are at
last call.
All right, this is where we give out our pint ratings for the beers we drank this evening, or this day, this morning. Mike, what you got?
Well, on the fermentation beer, I can't rate it because I didn't try it, unfortunately. But for my tasting flight, the Slum Brew Porter, Square Porter, it was very good. You know, that the whole raw cocoa nib thing, I'm just such a big fan of it because there's so much more to a cocoa nib than there is in any kind of commercial chocolate that you could possibly get. There's so much more
to a cocoa nib.
There is. I mean, there's so much more nutrients and complexity in a cocoa nib than any chocolate.
And less oils, too.
Yeah, well, the thing about...
Well, it's a hot fudge sundae, you guys. Right. I mean, come on.
Oh, hot fudge sundae. Ooh, I like that.
You stole my one word. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm going to give this a 3.5. I really like this beer, but this is a really tough one for me because Porter's one of my favorite styles, and I've had so many that have been, you know... I mean, I've had some really top-notch porters.
Oh, well, and you've been referred to as Porter Mike before,
Porter,
right?
Mike, yeah.
Porter Mike.
So it's tough because where the other one, you know, last week it's like blood orange wheat beers. Well, okay, that's, you know, that doesn't run, the list doesn't run too deep on that style, you know. But with the porters here... it does. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some stiff competition, to say the
Porter's
least.
Porters run deep.
Yeah, and it's, but 3.5 is no slouch. This is all, you know, we were talking about the B-plus being nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
I really like this beer, and I'm still enjoying it, believe it or not. Last call, I still have some little bit in the glass that I'm sipping. It's kind of warmed up. It's really nice. I really, really love the cocoa on the tongue. For my one word, I'm going to call it Choco Linger, because that chocolate just kind of lingers on the tongue instead of chocolate. It's Choco Linger. So yeah, there you go.
I like it. What about you, Dave?
You know, this Hanger 24 chocolate porter, it's pretty good. Probably not the best porter I've had in the world, you know, but still it's really good. I mean, I liked it. I don't think I would have called it the chocolate porter. I think I probably would have called it the vanilla porter, because that seems to be what's more, to me at least right now, that's what's more forward. It doesn't have like the chocolate bitterness. It has more of that vanilla kind of snap to it. So I think that's what I think is really dominating here in this beer. Mm. That being said, I think I'm going to come at this at a... probably like a 3, just like Mike, at about a 3.5. It's a decent porter. It's not the best thing in the world that I've had. You know, I would rate this higher if this is a beer that I could just drink by itself as a dessert or, you know, something on its own.
Heavier, a little richer, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know it's not a stout, and I don't expect it to be, but I've had porters where I can enjoy them completely on their own. And while I do like this one, you know, it's like, I think it needs a little something to kind of go with it, so I'm going to knock off half a point and give it a 3.5.
Still solid.
Super solid.
Yeah.
Super solid.
It's a good, like I said, it's a good beer. I like it. I would totally drink this beer again. Solid.
Is that your word? Solid?
Solid? No, no.
Not a bad one. You could call it vanilla.
Vanilla ice.
How about you, Toby?
Victory at sea. I hate myself for not picking up more. I seriously was at Albertsons, and if you're not familiar with Albertsons, it's just a grocery store chain similar to Kroger or Smith's or Vaughn's or Ralph's, whatever is in your
or Stop and Shop or CVS or
yeah, there you go.
They used to be
Lucky's Market Basket.
It's a serious grocery store. I walked in, I was just looking at the beer selection, and bam, I saw Victory at Sea.
You know what?
For and I got $7.50.
I gotta give it up to Albertsons, because you know normally you think like a grocery store. Oh
wait,
yeah, you'll be able to find
give
all
them a
your
shout
major
out at the end of the show.
Yeah, well, shout out to Albertsons.
It's not really a shout out because I mean, come on, it's Albertsons, right? But sure. I mean, my local Albertsons started carrying, like, all of a sudden, like about 6 months ago, started carrying a lot of craft brew. Like, they had like your regular, you know, like your major craft brewers, you know, like you could find Stone and
Carl Strauss. You know, usually Carl, you can always find Carl Strauss.
Yeah, Carl Strauss and stuff like that, you know. But now it's like I can find a lot of the smaller breweries now at my local Albertsons. Are they my number one stop? No. But you know what? I know that if I want a Young's double chocolate stout, I can run to Albertsons and get it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and there's a few other, you know,
because here in Massachusetts,
too.
Here in Massachusetts, yeah. You can't get beer at grocery stores. So that's one thing I really, really miss. You know, about some of the other states.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of neat to be able that when you're going grocery shopping, like, okay, I got to go buy some tortillas and some carne asada or something. Like, oh, I'll cruise by the aisle here and take a look and see what's out there. You know, sometimes you're like, ooh, wait a minute, I haven't had this in a while. I think I'm going to pick up one of these.
Not only can you pick up a 40 of Mickey's, you can also pick up a Ballast Point Victory at Sea.
There you go.
So, this beer is pretty spectacular. I mean, it does live up to the hype that you guys
that I've given
bestowed upon me. Yeah, Mike and Chris.
Me and Chris, yeah.
If this is a beer to clamor over and to wait in line for, this might be one that I consider doing this.
Wow.
Just because of all the hype that's been happening lately with a lot of these limited release beers that come out and people are waiting in line and people are complaining about prices
now,
and whatever.
Here's my point, you know.
This is a great beer.
You know, you're just saying this is a beer that you'd be willing to stand in line for. This beer is $7.50. You found it at a grocery store. No big hubbub. There's no support group to, you know, to like... You know, that's like some big team that's all about this particular beer coming out. But it's freaking phenomenal. And that's what I say. Why deal with all the bull, you know, the BS hype for all these other beers when you have beers like this that are out there?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and Mike and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, and we were talking about maybe even comparing this to like a Speedway Stout, which is what, twice or three times the price?
What's a Speedway Stout? Like $20 for a $7.50?
Well, yeah.
I know it's $20 out here in the East Coast, but I don't think it's that much out there. It might be like $12
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
I don't think it wasn't $12. I bought one. It wasn't $12.
Well, anyway, this is, you know, you have those beers that are super hyped, and maybe that's what it is with Ballast Point. Maybe they're not trying to jump on that. Let's make this a super hard-to-find beer and put a bunch of hype behind it and make people clamor for it and whatever. This is like something that they put out every year, and a lot of people like it. The reason why I'm saying this is because of all the stuff I've been reading about lately with the whole Canadian breakfast stout and the Surly Darkness and stuff like that, where I've never had those beers, so I don't know how great they are. This is also 100 on Rate Beer. This is also an A on Beer Advocate.
Yeah.
So this is also a beer that I friggin' have fallen in love with. You know what I mean? Yay.
So what are you gonna rate it?
I'm giving it 5 pints.
Yeah! And it's a $7 beer. The crowd goes
so
nuts.
I guess that's the thing. Is like, there's so many awesome beers out there. Why spend so much time,
exactly,
energy, and money on beers that are good? Yes, they're good. A lot of people think that they're good. But there's also, you turn the corner and go down the street, you're going to find 5 beers that are as good, if not better, for cheaper, and nobody's waiting in line.
No hassle.
No hassle, exactly. You're going to get an awesome beer. Anyway, 5 pints, Ballast Point, Victory at Sea. Good job, Ballast Point. Awesome. One word, I'm going to say victorious.
Nice.
Wow.
And anyway. Dave, what was your one word?
Vanilla ice.
That's right. Nice.
I hate myself for not picking up more of these. I'm an idiot.
We'll get you more.
I'm gonna have to run over to my Albertsons here. It's right down the street. I'm gonna have to go see if they got that. You know, there's a lot to be said for these beers that are, you know, they're not all hyped up and they're not that expensive and they are really good. You know, and I can think of one example that's like that. And that's the Alaskan Smoked Porter. You know, I think it's probably one of the best porters I've ever had, and you know, it comes out every year. And it's good, solid beer. You can get it just about anywhere. Yeah.
We did the vertical of the 2009 and the 2010 smoke porter.
Yes, yeah, with the BBQ, I remember that.
And we actually liked I think we liked the younger one better. I think.
Yeah.
One of them was too smoky.
We tend to lean that way.
That was on our vertical epic show or whatever it was called, vertical limit show.
Vertical limit.
So don't forget. 13 minutes into our last call. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, and Google Plus. You can also subscribe to the show in iTunes, and we're also available on Callisto.fm.
Cool. Check us out. You can listen to us right on the website as well. Our wiggity wiggity website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. All kinds of cool stuff on there. Click on the shop link if you want some swag, some shirts and steins and stickers and things. We're changing stuff up from time to time. So, you know, support the show. Advertise for us.
Yeah.
I'll also check out the Brews Paper. It's Toby's Beer Coaster Daily. Puts it out every single day. All kinds of cool beer-related stuff. And, like I said, unrelated as well, but check it out, it's cool.
And don't forget to tell your friends and tell your mama listen to the Beer Coasters podcast.
Nice.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to call in with some backwash people. We haven't had backwash in a while, so Ty, we're getting a shout out to you. You know, so like if you got some new, if you got something interesting to talk about beers, if you find something that's kind of cool, you find a beer that you freaking hate or something that you like or something that like, holy crap, this beer goes really good with this kind of food or something, give us a call, send us an email, put it on the comments page, do whatever, give us some, just get your 2 minutes of 15 minutes of fame or whatever out there.
It's like 15 seconds of fame.
Email it. We'll put you. You guys will get on the show. I mean, look at this. I was backwashing for weeks, and now I'm on the f-ing show. Backwash at
Beer Coasters. And your 15 minutes is up.
Backwash at BeerCoastersPodcast.com, or you can call 339-BAKWASH. Just program it into your phone, people. Drunk dial. Do whatever you got to do to call in.
Don't forget to support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh.
Oh, and don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
Dumb.
A reminder
dumb.
To all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers. No, Don, we're not done.
No, we're not done. Shoutouts.
Shoutouts to Don.
Shout out to Don for interrupting.
I want to thank
podcast.
Slumber once again for this wonderful Porter Square Porter.
See you next week. Winter releases. Yeah, it's already winter time. Baby.
Winter warmers or winter releases?
Winter releases. Well, winter warmers can be winter releases.
Well, if you've never tried them, I've never tried them, because I didn't do a West Coast unless it was a fermentation. If it's a fermentation, then everybody's doing it, so.
Wow, the wood hits that hard. Whoa.
Beer, good craft beer changes a man, Dave.